Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to raise your business profile and enhance your personal brand. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet so you can get new opportunities, be seen, be recognized, and be admired. We have a VIP on the phone today, ladies and gentlemen. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Kelly Reagan, a celebrated Atlanta author, publisher, speaker, entrepreneur, and relationships coach, about the four things to know before saying I do. Our guest today is an Atlanta, Georgia native by way of Decatur, where some people say is greater. She attended Georgia State University, where she majored in nursing. For almost 30 years, she spent her 9-to-5 as a public health servant at the CDC, where she retired in 2019. Today, she is the founder of Kelly Cares, Empowered Events, serving a higher purpose to change lives. She is also the founder and publisher of My Story Publications, LLC. They offer digital print, magazines, books, articles, blogs, and personal stories. As a certified relationships and life coach, she writes articles and offers sound advice on relationship matters, inspirational stories, as well as business success. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who can walk with kings and queens without losing the common touch. Ms. Kelly Reagan, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Woo! All right. Thank you, Mrs. Spark Plug. What an awesome introduction. Wow.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well, Ms. Kelly, we know you're one of the busiest ladies on earth, so we'd like to get right into it, not take up too much of your time. Is that okay?
Sounds good. Let's go.
All right. So let's get right into it. Before saying I do, why is it so important to love yourself first?
Oh, my goodness. You know, Spark Plug, this is a valuable tool that I think everybody can gain from. It's so important to love yourself first before you can love anybody. This is not what I call anything new. We know this, but we don't do it. You know, we've got to first connect with the man upstairs who holds the blueprints first, right? Before we can give ourselves to anyone. It's important that we, I say as a people, you know, we tend to love ourselves last. Especially women, because, you know, we are the caretakers. We are the nurturers. We like to take care of our family. We like to do everything for everybody else but ourselves. But just in general, when it comes to love, you really can't give of yourself to someone else until you take care of you. That includes your own health, your personal interests, your hobbies and goals. You know, because I'm telling you, if you don't take time to do those things for yourself, resentment will kick in, I guarantee you, because then you become that bitter person that no one wants to date, okay, that no one wants to marry because you're so bitter because you feel that you have not done the things for yourself first. So date yourself first, spoil and treat yourself, and get coaching and counseling if necessary before you decide to jump into any type of relationship.
So why is it so hard for people to love themselves first?
I think because we tend to put others first. I think it's that inner mechanism that just makes us feel that we are obligated to take care of others first. It's almost, and actually there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with loving other people, but when you forget about you, that's where the problems come in, because, again, that resentment kicks in, and then we're not, especially health. Health is such an important factor in our lives. We become run down and we become burned out, and then we don't have anything else left. We're depleted. We have no energy. We don't have any concern that we can offer to anyone because we're so burned out. It's truly important to take care of yourself.
All right. Now, before we go any further, it looks like we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? 2738. You have a question
yes,
for
Kelly? I do. First of all, I love her book. My name is Jerry Holmes.
Hey, Jerry.
A fan of hers. Yeah, hi. And so my question is, and she, you know, spoke on, you know, it's important to love yourself because a lot of times we put others in front of our needs and we neglect our own self. And so my question is, going through the experience of, you know, dealing with, you know, the spouses. So are you at a place now where you say, okay, I am happy, I've gone through a lot, and I can now say that I am truly happy. I'm able to give some pretty good tips on what to do now going forward, because you always speak on relationships. So are you in a good place right now?
For me, I'm in an amazing place. And I can only say that I'm in this place because I've gone through more than this one little book can offer. I think personal experiences put you in the place where you can share. For me, it put me in a place of being able to share about loving myself first. I didn't always do that. I loved other people first, and I didn't take time for myself. So, yes, ma'am, I'm definitely in a great place, and I only give God thanks for that, because it took many, many years to get to where I am today. But I had to learn to love me. I also, you know, sought counsel. I went to coaching for myself to take care of me, to find out why. A lot of times we don't dig deep, you know. We don't dig deep, and I have a good friend of mine, you know, who just recently found love, and I so admire this person because they said, you know what, I'm going to go to counseling before I really get into a very serious relationship, because I got to take care of me first. I won't be able to offer anything else until I do that. And so, yes, ma'am, I'm in a great place. Thanks for asking.
All right.
Wonderful. And my last question, if you don't mind. So you know,
okay,
how a lot of ladies look for other people to make them happy. You know, what kind of advice, Kelly, would you add? You know, because it's like, you know, they'll identify a couple things in someone, and they'll say, okay, you know, I'm out because this person got this wrong, they got this wrong, and then they go on to the next guy and they realize that everybody got something going on. They're not perfect, you know, and so they always say, you know, 80% is a wonderful thing and a good person, but they're lacking 20% of. And so what kind of advice would you give to someone that is, you know, quickly want to, you know, say, I don't want to deal with this person because they got this issue or they got this issue, and then they want to jump into another relationship because of that 20%. So what kind of advice would you give to women that's out there doing that? You know.
Excellent question. I remember when I was 21 years old, I wrote a list. We all know about writing our list, right? So I had a list of what I wanted my mate to look like. And those were things that a 21-year-old only knew about, right? And so I did that. I found a mate, or he found me, or however you want to put it. That lasted almost 20 years. But the truth of the matter is, no, that list is only limited to your experience. I think we forget that we all have something. You know, I use the example of they say the wino on the street, you know, he's holding his brown bag and his, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's a drunk or whatever. The judgment has to stop. We always, you know, have this list of what we think this person should have and the qualities that this person will bring to us. But we all have something. I think the most important thing to remember is, what are your deal breakers? I learned this from having a conversation with another girlfriend who's also a coach, but she really, you know, taught a valuable lesson here. We all have something, but what are your deal breakers? We can't get so caught up in all the physical, and he needs to be 6'3", and he needs to be chocolate, and, you know, all of these things. But the most important thing are the values, the core values that really are the most important thing to you that will make and serve a huge difference in any relationship. It's not the physical. It's not all the things on the list, but it's those things that you are really tied to that I would call your deal breakers. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with creating a list. You know, we call it our list or you know, I call it my petition to God. But at the end of the day, it's those things that are most important to you that should matter.
Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We're going to be speaking a little bit more here shortly about values. But, Kelly, what do you mean when you say pump the brakes before saying I do?
Ah, pump the brakes. Again, this comes from my own personal experience because sometimes when we meet a person and we get that googly eye, you know, look and we get all the butterflies, we forget about, like, the reality of the real world. And, you know, so I'm speaking from my own personal experience, but first of all, before you can get in any bona fide relationship, again, be sure to know who you are. That's the first thing. Then find out who that person is. Because, see, we move so fast because we're really thrilled with the thrill. It's the thrill that gets us going. You know, it's, oh, I love the way he walks. Oh, I love the way she talks. And we forget about the real issues and the real things that really, the things that matter in relationships. So,
Kelly,
mm-hmm.
I hate to interject here, but this is a hot topic. So we got another caller. Can
it
you take another caller?
Topic.
Can
okay,
you take another caller, Kelly?
Let's do it.
All right. Caller 3525, are you on the air?
Yes.
All right. What do you have for Ms. Kelly?
Can you
What's your
me?
Question? Yep.
My question is, what are your deal breakers?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call. Go ahead, Kelly. Tell them the deal breakers.
So everybody has their own personal deal breakers. I mean, I can give mine, but I don't know if it's specific to, you know, what everybody else, you know, deal breakers are. I just think it's most important to understand what your personal deal breakers are. It wouldn't matter if I listed 10 of mine or 20 of mine, but when you specifically are going into a relationship, then you need to take time to assess what your personal deal breaker, what is it that you can absolutely not have in your relationship? For example, if faith is an important matter in your life and you are a Christian and you're dating someone who's Muslim, you need to ask the question, is this a deal breaker? Will this be problematic on down the line? For some people, not at all. Not at all, because, you know, they may feel like that has absolutely nothing to do with the love that they have for that person. But if you are a serious, strict, you know, person who, you know, you need your mate sitting next to you in church on that church pew, and that person is like, I'm not going into a building, you know, that, you know, does not recognize the faith that I do, then that could be a deal breaker. I mean, there are tons. You just have to do your own assessment.
All right. Well, it looks like we got another caller for you, Kelly. Caller 6566. Are you there? You have a question for Kelly? 1797. Are you there? Caller, do you have a question for Kelly before we move on? Okay, somebody might be a little tight tongue. Hey, Kelly, back up a little bit and talk a little bit more about pumping the brakes.
So we were talking about pumping the brakes. As I mentioned before, you know, I said it's definitely important to know who you are. Then I think it's most important if you're dating to find out who that person is. You know, of course, this is the thing that I can talk about from experience, but generally you don't really know who you're dating at the onset. It takes a good 6 months for that representative, you know, to sit down and the real person to stand up. So find out who you are first. Love yourself, as we said in the first segment, and then find out who it is you're dating. That means you have to take your time. I didn't always do that. That's why, you know, I wrote this book, because I had so many, roadblocks and things that I just did not pay attention to. And this one is huge. Slow down. Find out what's the mama name, what's the daddy name, you know. Hey, what's your middle name? Find out who this person is. You know, and then connect. Take this time to connect with your higher power. For me, that's the Lord above. You know, I can't say what, you know, other people do, but for me, my creator is the one who knows me. He created me. And so for me, I have to take time to meditate and to actually be still for a minute. Sometimes we don't sit still long enough. And when you sit still, that's when God reveals. You know, I always believe, and for me, you know, what I write about is generally always going to be faith-based. I have a very strong faith. And so for me, it's very important that I seek God's counsel. I get godly counsel from other people as well because he placed us all here, you know, with purposes. But it's important that we sit still long enough until God reveals to you what it is you need to know about that person, about that mate. And then one last thing, you know, that a lesson I learned is that rushing ruins. Don't rush. Y'all heard the song, right? Don't rush. Don't rush. And I'm telling you, these are valuable lessons that I learned. I'm telling you, they are powerful.
All right. Well, Kelly, before saying I do, what are the four seasons you write about in your book?
Oh, boy, boy, boy. Now, I have to give my girl Rochelle Rivers credit for introducing this to me. I hope she's listening. But, yes, the four seasons, when I was introduced to this, it made so much sense. We have four seasons in life, right? We got the winter, summer, spring, and fall. And we know with each season comes different elements, okay? So in relationships, you're going to have seasons as well. How does your mate respond to you when you're ill, when you're sick? Are they nurturing? Are they caring? Do they show empathy? Do they show any concern? Will they go and get you a cold towel when your head is hot? You know, you need to be able to kind of get a feel for that because, see, when it goes back to that list that we write, you know, we talk about all the things we want in a mate, but these four seasons, oh, they matter. Because I tell you, the first time that you get sick or say you're sick at your tummy and you're upchuck, and that mate is sitting there looking at you, and trust me, I'm not the one to stand around for the upchuck. But if it's my mate, I'm going to do what I can to make sure that he's well. And I'm going to do what I can to make sure that he has everything he needs, whether I like it or not. And so how does your mate respond when you're sick? How does your mate respond in times of bereavement? We hope to not have to experience bereavement often, but we know it's inevitable. You know, it's a part of life. Are they caring? Do they even show and express emotions? Do they show empathy? Do they even just put their arms around you and embrace you? They may not have answers, but are they there for you? What about when there's a time of crisis? Do they overreact? Or do they become violent? Do they shut down? These are things you really have to pay attention to because if you choose or you say yes to that person, I'm talking 5 years down the line, it may not even take 5 years, maybe 2 years down the line. You might be looking at them cross-eyed like, what? You know, man. Or what about when you achieve? This is a really big one. What about when you achieve, you know, or have success in your life? Do they celebrate you? Do they celebrate with you? Or do they compete against you? Do they show jealousy? Those key factors are really important. I think we need to think about. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just reiterating that those four seasons are truly important to think about.
All right. Well, what are some of the family values? You talked about values earlier. What are some of the family values that are essential before considering marriage?
Ooh, spark plug, this is a big one. This one is a very personal one for me, and I know that my daughters are listening. And I'm telling you, if you don't get those family values on the table, it could create some havoc. And so to me, family values is a must-have discussion in any relationship that appears to be going into a serious relationship. Number one, be honest. Have that conversation first. Be honest about what your family values are. What are the most important family values to you? What are the most important family values to that person, your mate? You got to talk about what matters, because when you don't, that it can truly become problematic. It can become an issue. You know, you got to discuss, again, the deal breakers that could affect your family. For example, if you have a family tradition that you're used to doing, you know, maybe once a year or twice a year, will marrying this mate change that? You know, if you have a day where, say I have two daughters, for example, and say we have a mother-daughter week or a mother-daughter weekend, and this is something we've been doing for the past 10 years, we go on a vacation, just us three, and you have a mate who feels like they have to be a part of that and insists, well, you can't go without me. That's something to consider. It may seem minor to some, but if you have a mate who's that persistent on, you know, in infringing on something that's been important to you for 10 years, you know, you kind of have to talk about that, because then that also brings out other underlying things like respect, you know, respect for, you know, what I have with my daughters. And so those are the kind of things that are important. Also, when it comes to, you know, to the family values, blended families. If the marriage is going to create a blended family, perhaps going to counseling first with your entire family, that includes the entire blended family, will help to more or less, I would say, usher in questions or concerns that both parties would have, because that blended family, that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, I experienced it all. And I guess just in a nutshell, it's just really important, I think, to put those family values out there first.
Okay. It looks like we may have another caller on the line at 4130. Are you there, caller? Do you have a question for Kelly?
Yes. Hello, everyone. And thank you, Kelly, for taking this time to speak with us. I have a quick question. As a millennial, how important in a relationship in 2020 is it to have someone who is like-minded as far as business? Is this something that you think is very important?
Oh, my God, that is an excellent question. Excellent question. Because I love this question. Now, this is my personal opinion, but, you know, when we hear the term birds of a feather flock together, or when we hear the term opposites attract, I have a serious opinion about both of those statements. Opposites attract, they might, but I don't know how long they're going to stay attracted, okay? I do strongly believe that when you pull together like-minded people, you have a better result. You just do. I don't think that you have to do everything the same and you have to be the same in every way, but you do better when you have more of a common interest, especially if you, for example, you mentioned I'm being an entrepreneur. That to me that's key. If you're both on the same page, you know, if you're both trying to, as the millennials would say, make money together, you know, you're trying to make that money and make that paper, that means you're going to have similar work ethics. That means you're going to be okay with staying up to 2 in the morning. That means, and even if you are the 2 a.m. worker and your partner is not, at least they'll have an understanding that they know that you're grinding, that you're working and you're getting it done. I truly believe it's important to have a like-minded mate. I think it's going to create less stress. And you'll have, I think, more success and better results in your relationship because you get each other. I mean, it just makes sense. To me, it's like a no-brainer. You get each other. I think I tried that opposites attract once or twice in my life. It didn't work. Why? Because they could have been a great person at heart, and they were. They were great, awesome people. But at the end of the day, we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs. I don't have nothing to talk about with you. Other than how was your day? You don't want
caller,
that at the end of the day.
Caller, thank you for your call. Now, Kelly, before we run out of time, because we only have a couple of minutes left, how can people purchase your books?
All right. So you can purchase my book titled My Three Husbands. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Actually, you can find it on any books, in any bookstore online. I have an awesome publisher, 3G Publishing. They made that happen. So you can actually purchase My Three Husbands by Kelly Reagan at any bookstore online. Truly, you can. And you can also go to my website, which is KellyRagin.com. Thanks to my awesome team, ER Digital Marketing. Thank you.
Say that one more time, Kelly.
I was just giving a little shout-out to my marketing team, which is ER Digital Marketing. They did a phenomenal job on my KellyRagin.com, which is where you can purchase the book as well.
All right. And we can't get to all the calls, Kelly. So, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to call Kelly. She's going to tell you how you can connect with her. Go ahead, Kelly.
All right. Thank you. You can reach me at 404-786-3579. But you can also reach me at my email, which is kelly@mystorypubs.com. Thank you, Mr. Sparkplug. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well,
this
Kelly Reagan, celebrated author, publisher, speaker, entrepreneur, and relationships coach. Thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond, like Miss Kelly Reagan. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. And if you would like to find out how you can be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in. And be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind. Whether you try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.